Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. John Nethercutt, who is Executive Director of the Public Justice Center. And John's here today to talk to us about the center and about a recent released report on Baltimore's rent court. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Public Justice Center?
Sure. The Public Justice Center is a nonprofit legal advocacy organization. We're kind of like a traditional civil legal services office in that we represent people with low incomes, underprivileged people, people with lack of access to power. We also do a lot of advocacy work in the sense of doing legislation. We lobby for issues having to do with civil rights and with poverty issues. Primarily our areas, and this relates to what we're going to talk about today, is we are one of the primary legal services providers for tenants in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. And also other projects we have involve low-wage workers who are not being paid properly by their employers. It's what we call wage theft. Mm-hmm. And we will represent workers to make sure they get their wages that they've earned and that they're entitled to. We also do health policy advocacy to make sure that people have language access and culturally competent access to the healthcare system, and particularly to Obamacare now. So those are some of the projects we do.
That's wonderful. All of those are desperately mm-hmm. desperately needed, and it's wonderful that an organization like Public Justice is around to do that. And I'm really happy to talk with you again, John, mm-hmm. after how many years now?
A number.
Yes, yes. How can someone find more information about the center?
Okay, the Public Justice Center, the easiest way, of course, is to go to our website, which is www.publicjustice.org. Mm-hmm. And our phone number, if you want to call us, is 410-625-9400. The other way actually that many people, and again relating to this morning's show, find us is that we have an office at the Baltimore City District Court on the second floor, which is where the rent court is. It's where tenants go when they're being evicted, usually for non-payment of rent or breach of lease. And it's also where you go when you want to file a rent escrow action against your landlord if there are unsafe conditions. And we have an office on the second floor that is staffed and most days. And at that office, we can give you advice. Certain cases, we might take you to actually represent your case in court. Mm. And we also have a video that plays out in the hallway all of the time. It's on a continuous loop, and it's called How to Stand Up for Yourself in Baltimore City Rent Court. And it gives tenants advice mm-hmm. on how to prepare yourself so that when you go into rent court, you'll have an idea about what is coming down and what evidence and what the procedure is. Most tenants in rent court are not represented by lawyers. So for the most part, tenants have to represent themselves. And this film can help educate you.
Well, thank you. I know that in the process of this, you folks have gotten to know too well the positives and the negatives of Baltimore's rent court. And I know that you've put out recently a study mm-hmm. of the rent court. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Please. And actually, let me just start this by saying that I am a lawyer, and I have represented tenants in legal services offices in Boston, Cincinnati, upstate New York, and now Baltimore. Mm. And of all of those states, I would say that Baltimore, Maryland, has the most old-fashioned, antiquated landlord-tenant laws that I've seen in this country.
Wow.
We think of it as a progressive state, but in fact, we're dealing with landlord-tenant law that was built on old English property law rather than modern contract law. Mm. And So anyone who has ever been to the rent court or represented people in rent court would probably not be too surprised by the findings of this study. What we did, and the study was funded by the Able Foundation here in Baltimore, we spent a year interviewing tenants. We had a survey of several hundred tenants, and then in-depth interviews and focus groups with a number of tenants. And then we also looked at court records and listened to the tapes of the proceedings. What we were trying to study is what really happens to tenants when they go to Baltimore City rent court. Mm-hmm. Are they, in fact, getting some justice, or are they just being processed by the court? You probably can guess our conclusion because the name of the study is Justice Diverted, How Tenants Are Processed at the Baltimore City Rent Court. Mm. It is, unfortunately, where many people experience American-style justice. It's a mass process court. In Baltimore City alone, over 150,000 eviction cases are filed every year in Baltimore City.
150,000 a year?
Yeah. So, wow. And given that there are only about 140,000 families who rent in Baltimore, that means the average tenant is being sued more than once a year for eviction.
Wow.
That rate of eviction is almost the highest in the country. The only major city that beats us is Detroit, Michigan. I don't think that's something to be real proud of, actually.
Yeah. Detroit's been in depression for years.
Yes. And so, unfortunately, Baltimore has an extremely high rate of eviction. And what we were studying and what we saw from that is that it's partly that all of these cases just overwhelm the court system. It's when you're filing 150,000 cases a year, the judges don't have time to hear that many cases. That's 1,000 cases a day almost.
I was going to say, that's quite a few.
It is a lot of cases.
And I guess for a
six-hour
court day?
Basically, it's two sessions, two, sometimes three dockets, a couple hours each. Now, one problem with it is that most tenants don't know their rights. Most tenants don't appear to defend their rights, so they're not there, and they automatically lose by default in that case. But what we found in the study is even the tenants who show up to court, and they show up because they think they've got a defense, they want to talk to the judge, they want to explain their story, they want basically a fair hearing and to get some justice. Of all of the tenants that show up to court, only 8% of them wind up actually talking to a judge about their case.
8%? Less than 1 in 10?
Less than 1 in 10.
Wow.
And the reason that that happens is that the court and the landlords, in order to process all these cases, have come up with basically some efficient mechanisms of getting people through the court. It may not be the most just mechanisms, but it works to speed the docket up. The first thing that they do is that tenants are told they must go out into the hallway and negotiate with the landlord's agents. Now, that's actually not legally required, but when the clerks and the judges tell you that, the tenants believe that it's legally required.
Right.
And they go out in the hall, and again, without representation or knowledge, they're dealing with a trained and experienced landlord agent, they often wind up settling the case. Not particularly on good terms, necessarily, not particularly getting what they really deserve, and not being able to talk to a judge then about it.
They're really in a dependent, not minority situation, but they're in a lesser situation.
Right.
Yeah, the power is all with the renter.
Exactly.
And the rental agent.
And this is the case where the landlords are almost always represented by lawyers or by landlord agents, which are people legally authorized to represent landlords.
And who have a lot of experience.
They're there every day. They know the court system. They know the people. They know the process. So in essence, they wind up working to some extent for the court to speed things along. And the way they speed things along is by getting a whole lot of tenants to settle quick and cheap rather than have a hearing before a judge.
This is starting to sound like more like Dickensian England.
That's the basis of our property law, and certainly it is.
Yeah.
Another thing that happens, and this we saw from the study, is we interviewed tenants after they had their court date mm-hmm. about what their legal defenses were. Now, that doesn't mean they knew what their legal defenses were when they went into court, but after we interviewed them, we could determine whether they had a legal defense or not.
Right.
And what we found is that 78%, three-quarters of tenants, would have had a legal defense to not pay the rent. And that legal defense is that there were at least one unhealthy or unsafe condition in their house that was mm-hmm. serious enough that it jeopardized their safety or health. And in that case, under Maryland law, tenants have the right not to pay the rent until the landlords fix up the property. Now, the tenant should be able to go into court and say to the judge, "Judge, I didn't pay the rent because the landlord has not kept the property in a safe and healthy condition." And what should happen is that the judge would then put it down for a hearing to have a hearing, have an inspector go out and inspect the property, have a hearing about the condition of the property.
And make a determination.
And then the judge would determine, you know, maybe you don't owe any rent, maybe you owe 50% of your rent, and he would order the landlord to fix the place up. But instead, what really happens in rent court is, for the most part, judges don't tell tenants about that option or their defense. In fact, they often say the reverse, which is they tell tenants, the only issue here today is the rent. It's whether you paid the rent. If you have any other issues, you got to go file a separate lawsuit on your own, rather than deal with it in the court where we are today.
A separate lawsuit.
Yeah, which would be in this case to go upstairs and file a rent escrow action against.
Pay the filing fees,
and then come back down, and then the judge might consolidate the cases or continue them to another date. But that should happen automatically.
Isn't that a violation then on the judge's behalf?
Well, the judges will say, and there's truth to this, that their job is just to judge. It's not to represent one side or the other.
Right.
But the reality is that represented landlords, as compared to unrepresented, unknowing tenants, have a huge advantage. There have been many, many studies that basically show if you go into court without a lawyer, you have a very good chance of losing, even if you have a good case.
And John.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
And I think you've demonstrated very conclusively that the rent court is loaded with inequities mm-hmm. and is producing an unequal result and certainly not justice for by far the majority of people that go in there. What can be done and what should be done?
Okay. Well, one thing we're doing as we speak is that we're drafting a bill to go to the General Assembly to change Baltimore City's eviction laws mm-hmm. so that, for instance, tenants will get more notice of, before going to court, they'll get a notice that the rent is due and unpaid. And in most states, 39 states have these pre-court notices, and most cases are resolved out of court. They don't even have to go to court. In Baltimore and Maryland, the landlord can file the case on the first day after the rent is due so that every dispute becomes a court case. And we think that the first day. So we think that, like most of the country, we ought to try to resolve more cases outside of court and use eviction as a last resort rather than as a first result.
So our listeners should how can they support the Minneapolis bill?
Call the Public Justice Center. 410-625-9409. And if you've got a good story to tell, we'd be glad to hear about you. It's possible we could bring you down to Annapolis to testify.
Wonderful.
I should say we're also working with the Right to Housing Alliance, which is an organizing group, a tenant organizing group. And they actually were the ones who did much of the study, and they will be organizing tenants to come to Annapolis to testify.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, John. We could easily talk for several more shows about this, but thank you so much for explaining it so well and for letting us know about this awful situation. So listeners, please call 410-625-9409, the Public Justice Center, to talk about how you can help get this rent court situation changed. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Mr. John Nethercutt, Esquire, who's Executive Director of the Public Justice Center, for being our guest today. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Okay.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.